I started checking out stuff that had to do with porn. Okay, so chat rooms where you would trade access to porn sites without paying for them. Okay,
so on CompuServe, you started like trading porn pictures with other people.
Passwords, never porn pictures. No, passwords, much more efficient. You know, instead of one picture, you just trade a password and you get all of them from the site. It's much easier.
Oh. This was the flap of the butterfly's wings. Fabian trading free porn. Because an idea began to form. Maybe he could get rich by doing this on a massive scale. Fabian couldn't have legitimately signed up for porn sites even if he'd wanted to. He was 16.
I didn't have a credit card. That was the main reason. I probably wouldn't have paid if I had one, I agree. But it was a sport too in the end, right?
Actually, swapping porn passwords wasn't only a sport. It was also a way for porn users to avoid embarrassment in the 1990s.
It started with credit cards that you had to call in. So you had to call some switchboard and give the number.
I got to say, if you had to like phone up a switchboard with your credit card details, that is the last thing that an ashamed man who wants to watch porn would want to do, right?
It seems a bit iffy, I agree.
The 1990s became the 2000s and the online porn world